There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Travels, mixing music with great travel memories, and the Laughter Factory is back in town, Toots.
It is, and tonight you've got comedy at Grand Millennium Teacom from 9 p.m. and the stage shifts to Courtyard Marriott Green Community on Friday, that's from 7 p.m. and then it packs up and moves the same night for a second show, that's at 9 p.m. at the Mervynpick in JBR.
Two shows in one night. It is absolutely incredible. We've got three fantastic comedians as always, and they're taking over Tracks of My Travels this afternoon. First up, we've got Chris Kent, who is from the Rebel County?
The Rebel County, yes, Cork in Ireland.
Why do they call it that?
I don't know. Very rebellious, I suppose.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm such a rebel, I didn't bother finding out why they call it a rebel county.
Love it. So, where are you going to take us for your song?
My song is Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. Great tune. Michael Jackson was the first album I ever had. Michael Jackson's Bad. Never got to see him, even though he played the Rebel County in 1991, I think. I was six, I wasn't allowed to go.
Did your mum and dad go?
They didn't, no. I got a scarf. Someone got me a scarf from the concert. But I went to see a Michael Jackson tribute act on my honeymoon in Vegas, and he was brilliant. He was amazing. But then I was furious because he broke character. to give out to the crowd, and I was just absolutely furious at him.
Ruined it.
Absolutely ruined the whole show.
Did you get married in Vegas?
No, I didn't. Not just a honeymoon. Honeymoon
not that
in Vegas.
Much of a rebel then.
No, maybe not. No. Yeah, but so he broke the whole show for me, really. And then the Jackson 5 came on, and I thought that's going to be cool. But one of them was white, and that really ruined the illusion as well. And I'm like, he better. The Rebel County, yes, Cork in Ireland.
Why do they call it that?
I don't know. Very rebellious, I suppose.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm such a rebel, I didn't bother finding out why they call it a Rebel County.
Love it. So, where are you going to take us for your song?
My song is Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. Great tune. Michael Jackson was the first album I ever had. Michael Jackson's Bad. Never got to see him, even though he played the Rebel County in 1991, I think. I was six, I wasn't allowed to go.
Did your mum and dad go?
They didn't, no. I got a scarf. Someone got me a scarf from the concert. But I went to see a Michael Jackson tribute act on my honeymoon in Vegas, and he was brilliant. He was amazing. But then I was furious because he broke character to give out to the crowd. And I was just absolutely furious at him.
Ruined it.
Absolutely ruined the whole show.
Did you get married in Vegas?
No, I didn't. Not just a honeymoon. Honeymoon
not
in Vegas.
Not that much of a rebel then.
No, maybe not. No. Yeah, but so he broke the whole show for me, really. And then the Jackson 5 came on, and I thought, that's going to be cool. But one of them was white, and that really ruined the illusion as well. And I'm like, he better be good. He wasn't really good at all. This white Jackson 5 member, just, it was more like the Jackson 4 and Brendan, you know? I didn't really like it. But I was furious for the entire gig, and then he finished with Man in the Mirror, which was beautiful, and it really made me feel really guilty for being mad at this guy for the whole gig, you know?
So it takes you back to a good travel memory, not
a good travel memory. It went good then, but then they said Michael will be at the back of the room for photographs. So I went back for a photograph with this guy, and they said he'll sign your photo outside. And I'm like, brilliant, I'll get it signed. But then they tried to charge me $70 for his signature, but he's not Michael Jackson. He wanted
Chris, 70. You did not think in Las Vegas it'd be free.
No,
you?
I thought it would be. But it's not Michael Jackson. That was my point. He's not Michael Jackson. And you want $70 for a guy that isn't Michael Jackson to give me Michael Jackson's signature and a picture of me and a guy that isn't Michael Jackson.
How much would you have paid for Michael Jackson?
Oh, $80.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Travels from the minds of the Laughter Factory Comics, who are in town this week. That was Man in the Mirror, Chris Kent's pick. Next up, we've got Canadian stand-up. She's called Dana Alexander. Dana, give us a little clue as to where you're going for this track.
Okay, so I guess this song probably was released around 1989. This singer, songwriter came out. A lot of people didn't know whether or not they were male or female. Short hair, guitarist, little dreadlocks.
Do you have any guesses? Well, we'll find out if you're right in just a minute. Tracks of My Travels, that's what we're doing this afternoon. And if it's the first time that you've tuned in, we managed to get celebrities to tell us great travel stories. Not always great, sometimes they're quite sad ones, about breakups and things. We don't mind that. Any travel stories will do. So the Laughter Factory is back in town. We've got comedy tonight.
Yes, at the Grand Millennium TCOM from 9 p.m. Then the stage shifts to the Courtyard Marriott Green Community on Friday at 7. And then it moves again the same night for a second show at 9 p.m. at the Movenpick JBR. So far we've had Man in the Mirror from Chris Kent, which reminds him of watching a Michael Jackson impersonator when he was on honeymoon in Vegas.
Honeymoon, but he didn't get married there. And next up, we've got Canadian comedian Dana Alexander, who has been described as instantly likable.
Well, that's debatable.
Well, I think that's what everyone wants to be. Like, if someone said that about me, instantly likable, I think it takes three times for anyone to go, no, she's not that bad. What's the secret?
I don't know. I've never heard anyone describe me as that. I'm surprised someone has. I'd like to know who said that.
All over the internet. Like, all over.
Instantly likable. Maybe it was in a review or something, maybe.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Isn't it?
You kind of have to have people like you if they're coming into your show to pay. I mean, that's the very least you can do.
Do you know what?
Hour.
We've just met and I feel it. You are. So, Tracks of My Travels, we need a song from you that takes you back to a good travel memory. It doesn't have to be good. We have had breakups.
Okay, well, this one actually was probably the first road trip I remember as a kid when my parents were still together. We were driving from Edmonton to Vancouver, which is about a 16-hour drive. And so this would have been maybe 1989 or something, but it was Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, before anyone knew whether or not Tracy Chapman was a woman or a man. It was one of the first songs I learned how to play on guitar, but I thought it was also good with the theme. I got a ticket to anywhere. It's beautiful. Gorgeous song.
So you're instantly likable, you're very funny and musical.
Yeah, my dad's a musician, so I do sing and I do play guitar. It's not something most people know about me, but I am musical.
You get a fast car, I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better.
Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
That song, Tracy Chapman, Fast Car, reminds Canadian comic Dana Alexander of a road trip with her mum and dad when she was about 6 years old. So two great comedians there, two great tracks, two great stories to go with them in Tracks of My Travels. It's The Ticket. You've joined us in the middle of Tracks of My Travels, where we ask celebrities for songs that take them back to great travel memories. And amazingly, they do share them with us. And next up, we've got Jeff Norcott, Conservative voter and U2 defender.
Yeah, somebody's been on Twitter.
I have been on Twitter.
Yeah, I just like things that everybody else hates, and cricket as well.
You know, I heard U2 had a new album coming out the other day, and I thought
it's out, it's good.
Yeah, it is good. I heard one song from it.
Yeah,
And I thought, have they had to wait that long to put another album out because of what they did with the last one?
Well, you know, you give people free stuff. People just like to moan, don't they? And just as a historical point on that, what they did was they didn't actually put it on people's iPods. It had it was like a token to download it if you wanted it.
Then
everybody made out like their iPods were like, hey man, my iPod's like this sacrosanct tome of great music. I'm like, all right, let me hear, first off, if you're going to moan, let me hear what else is on there, you know? Because if it's Backstreet Boys, I don't want to hear it.
A little bit like the people who were complaining about Tesco putting the horse meat in the lasagna.
Yeah.
Acting as though their body was a temple and they never ate anything bad in their life.
Yeah, it's exactly that. Actually, you mentioning U2 has made me change my mind about what song.
No.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like I need to defend them in the same way that I defend the Conservative Party.
And how do you defend the Conservative Party?
Well, it's difficult at the moment, really, isn't it? There's not much one can say. I suppose maybe I'd defend U2 in the same way that I'd defend the Conservative Party is that the alternatives aren't great.
Okay. You know. Although you did have a good alternative.
What to
song wise?
Oh, what, Lee Adams? Do you want me to go? Yeah, I mean,
No. I don't want to sway your decision whatsoever. This is your opportunity to tell me a song that reminds you of travelling.
Well, in a way, actually, the Lee Adams track does remind me of travel more. It's that one, You Can Reach Me. Do you remember that? It says, you can reach me by a railroad. You can swim coast to coast. And then she sort of goes through a number of ways. Thank you.
Are you sure you're not a singer?
I know. I could have been. Could have been a lot of things. but I am a great dancer as well, but I don't like to bring it up.
Heck.
But yeah, she then goes through a number of ways that you can reach her. And it's sort of nice at first, but then it's that classic female thing. If you go, oh, well, I make all the running, do I? Yeah? I swim coast to coast. I cross. And at one point she says, cross the desert like an Arab man. So you sort of think she's got a slightly weird view of the Arab Peninsula as well.
And she's a bit needy.
Yeah, yeah. She's a bit, you can reach me with your mind. And then by the end of the song, you're going, you know what, Ali? I don't actually want to reach you anymore because you're sounding quite lazy. And I would say this, and the women do not write great love songs about men.
Cause
but you know, with men, there's loads, and they name the women. Roxanne, there's loads of first names, aren't they? Maggie. Can you think of one song that has a man's name in it as the lead title? And you think there's so many, like Delilah, Denise, you know, there's just loads. There's Alice, well, that's not quite as complimentary. Can you think of one that's got a man? A lot of people bring up Michael Jackson, Ben, but that's not necessarily the kind of love that we want to think about. I think women, like, you know, if they like men, they like men, but they're not that fussed about it, really, are they? There's not that many. Like, what's that one that, what's his name? The guy that, her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
Oh, do you know what? Barry Manilow.
Yeah, Barry Manilow, right? You never hear, like, one sort of going like, oh, his name was Graham. He was a welder.
You know. Do you like this song we're about to play?
I do. I was going out with a girl at that time, and she was my first love, and it ended actually really badly. So it's I think it's a nice song. It's got that lovely opening piano bit, hasn't it?
Would you like to dedicate it to her?
I would like to. You know, even after all these years, I can't. It ended badly. You know what? Maybe after all these years, yeah, I'm gonna. You know what? I'm actually scared that my wife will hear this now, so I can't. I can't even mention her name. She's like Voldemort to me, you know what I mean? I cannot say her name.
This one's gone out to Voldemort.
This goes out to first girlfriend.
You can reach me by railway. You can reach me by trailway. You can reach me on an airplane. You can reach me with your mind. You can reach me by an Arab man. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. You can reach me by sailboat, climb a train, swing rope to Rome.
Welcome back to The Ticket with Steph and Shruti on Dubai Eye 103.8 Travel, Entertainment and What's On. And just before the break there, you heard the Laughter Factory comedians Chris Kent, Dana Alexander and Jeff Norcott all sharing their tracks and my travels with us today on The Ticket. And tonight you can catch them at Grand Millennium TCOM from 9 p.m. Their stage is shifting to Courtyard Marriott Green Community tomorrow night from 7 o'clock. And then, believe it or not, they are packing up and moving the same for a second show at 9 p.m. at the Movenpick at JBR the same night. At this time next week, we're going to be chatting to Jason Mansford on Tracks of My Travels, which I'm very excited about.
Me too.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.